This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And oh boy, we're going to get to the email roundup and stuff like that. Just real quick on what we were just talking about. In case you missed it, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We're just talking about, look, if I've been asked before, like I did Tucker Carlson's Today Show, where he does that long interview, and he asked, you know, what's the problem? What's the real problem in America? It sounds cliche. We have a patriotism problem. We're not dealing with enough, with a high enough percentage of Americans who love the country. And remember, that was done on purpose. This is, again, KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov, who talked about what they did.
Demoralization, it takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism.
That's what's happening here. That's what's happening. That's what's happened. People don't think this country is great. Now, I know you do, but I mean, a high enough percentage of the country doesn't, because that's what they've been taught. So much of what you believe is what you've been taught. All right, real quick, before we get to the emails, because there's a bunch of them. I said we were going to talk about science. I did love this cut from Jen Psaki yesterday. I still can't get over it.
The president and you have talked about the MAGA crowd or the ultra MAGA. How does that jive with his desire to be the bipartisan guy?
Well, the president's view is you can do both. He believes that there is work we can continue to do together. We're actively advocating for. He was out traveling in just last.
Let me stop you right there real quickly. Couple things. I understand they're always polling things and they're always working on messaging. I find it really odd they're going with ultra MAGA. Those are their enemies. The ultra MAGA crowd. This just makes us sound awesome.
The president and you have talked about the MAGA crowd or the ultra MAGA. How does that jive with his
ultra MAGA? That sounds cool. All right, that's one. Two, I'm going to let her go here till she gets to a certain point, and then I'm going to stop her because we have to address something.
The president and you have talked about the MAGA crowd or the ultra MAGA. How does that jive with his desire to be the bipartisan guy?
Well, the president's view is you can do both. He believes that there is work we can continue to do together.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Now, hey, look, as you know, I went to community college. Look, I'm a construction guy. I never claimed to be smart. But so maybe I'm messing this up. But didn't Joe Biden point at me and blame me for a pandemic? Remember pandemic of the unvaccinated? I remember it very well. And this wasn't like he said something one time kind of off the cuff and it just slipped out. The system itself, led by Joe Biden, he was the first to start doing this, began by calling the pandemic of the unvaccinated. I'm almost positive I remember that right.
This is being called a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is an epidemic that's occurring in the unvaccinated.
We're seeing a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The Centers for Disease Control says unvaccinated Americans are driving these numbers, accounting for nearly all deaths and almost all of the hospitalizations.
Virtually every person who is in the hospital right now, sick with COVID-19, is unvaccinated.
We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk.
So it's going to find those pockets in each community where people aren't vaccinated, and it's going to do a lot of damage.
Joe Biden said it. The entire country ran with it. So that's Joe Biden pointing his finger at me and saying, Jesse, the pandemic's your fault. And then Joe Biden, of course, it got struck down because it was blatantly unconstitutional, tried to have me fired for not being vaccinated. Remember when he issued an executive order that every employer with over 100 people had to make their employees be vaccinated? It got people across the country fired. It ended up getting shot down. But so Joe Biden blamed me for a pandemic, one, and two, tried to have me fired. Now let's cover this again.
The president and you have talked about the MAGA crowd or the ultra MAGA. How does that jibe with his desire to be the bipartisan guy?
Well, the president's view is you can do both.
We're not working together. We're not on the same team. You're my enemy, and you made that choice. Let's be very clear about this, Mr. President and all you communists. You made that choice. And I know you want to live in this world where you can just call for me to lose my job and then turn around the next day and say, let's come together. No, that doesn't work. Not in this lifetime, pal. All right, back to this guy's email. He said, I find it amazing that scientists can find a fleck of dust in Mars and conclude that it's a sign of life, but they can't determine when a fetus is considered life. Abortion has obviously been hot in the news lately because of all this Roe versus Wade stuff and all the protesting at SCOTUS Justice Holmes and things like that. I get all that. But one of the wildest things about this for me is people pretending that you have to have some sort of religious background or belief to acknowledge what is a life. Everyone knows it's a life. Every single person on the right, on the left, in the center, the scientists know, the doctors know, everyone knows. Every single person knows it's a life. But what's happened, especially in the air fingers quote, science community, what's happened in the science community is it's been taken over by a bunch of communists for a couple different reasons. One, to get into the science community, you have to be filtered through America's university system, which is like filtering your drinking water through a dirty jock strap. That's one. Two, so much of the science community, they rely on grants. Grants from the government. Grants from the government, and the government is it 95%? I think it's 95%+ Democrats. We have a federal government in control of the purse strings, handing out the money to all these scientists, and the people doing the handing out, they're all Democrat activists. So Mr. Scientist, well, hey, John Nerd, I know you went to Harvard for 97 years. Very nice glasses you have on, John. I'm with the government. I'm with the EPA. Hey, we've got $10 million here. We could give your science department this $10 million. Obviously, you keep a little of that cheddar for yourself, but we could give you this $10 million. And what we want you to do is we want you to study climate change. Is man really causing climate change? Now, what do you think John Nerd thinks he's supposed to come up with his $10 million from the government? What if it's even, and this oftentimes happens, what if they give it to you piecemeal? Hey, we'll give you a little now, a little later when we're checking on your progress. Hey, John Nerd, here's the first million. We'll be back in a month. They come back in a month. John, Mr. Nerd, what do you have? Well, I've got to tell you, nothing concrete yet. Look, you're going to want to keep those checks coming, but right now it looks like man does cause climate change. Then at the end of that study, there's a scientific study that proves, because John Nerd said so, that man creates climate change. What happens? The Democratic Party, everyone in the government, all the celebrities, everyone else go out and say, see, I told you, even Nerd said it. Dr. Nerd said it did. I told you it did. The system protects its own. The system serves itself. And that's why you don't have an absolute consensus among doctors and scientists that life begins at conception. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows how the cells work. Everyone knows what's going on there. Look, if you don't understand what happens at conception, I know who you can ask. Wait, Chris, we can make jokes. It's fine. It's fine. All right. We have some guy wants to give out his pothead food recommendations. This thing about the car that I bought is apparently driving people ape at this point in time. People are now emailing in guesses on the car I drove. All that and much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and we have to address something about Memorial Day. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email address. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to that, you owe me something, and I owe you something. 10 minutes. 10 minutes of practice with your Mantis X this weekend. Look, ideally, you're going to practice during the week, too. And ideally, I'm going to practice during the week, too. And you're probably going to end up having so much fun you do anyway. But let's set that aside because it's easy. Look, you have a million excuses. I have a million excuses during the week. I'm too busy. We got kids in practice. I got to go get this. There are no excuses on the weekend. Everyone has 10 minutes, early in the morning, late at night. Get a Mantis X system. It attaches to your weapon, any weapon, and you practice with your weapon, dry fire practice in your home. You don't have to fire a shot. You don't have to spend a nickel on a gallon of gas. You sit in your home and you practice and you get feedback. It's not just target practice, feedback. They'll put you through drills 10 minutes a weekend. You owe me and I owe you. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com and get yours today. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, let's turn and burn through some emails here because I've been falling behind. We still get to make fun of Chuck Todd. We have to talk a little Russia-Ukraine. We haven't talked about that in a while. We'll get to that. And they're raising the pay of House staffers, and I support it. I'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. Chris, just remind me to talk about that in 10 minutes because sometimes I get confused. Look, Chris, as you know...
You know, freedom is not free.
All right. Dear Jesse, king of the serfs. That's not very nice. A pothead recommended this snack to me years ago, and it remains my guilty food pleasure to this day. Barbecue chips, hear me out, dunked in a can of mild cheddar Frito-Lay dip. The combination sounds awful, but it's insanely good. Try it. Says I can say her name. Her name's Amber. That actually doesn't sound awful. And I'm going to say something, and other parts of the country are going to get mad. In Texas, it's not uncommon here to have barbecue nachos, to have a big plate of tortilla chips and then maybe some pulled pork or some brisket on there with nacho cheese on it. Barbecue and cheddar? Oh, yeah. Dear Shogun Oracle, the title of this is called Midlife Crisis Car. My mentor, Michael Berry, came on the show, I think it was like last week, and he spilled the beans that I bought a midlife crisis car. And now, Chris, yes, it has a sunroof. Okay, it has a sunroof. Again, I didn't put the sunroof. It also has a sunroof. Anyway. He spilled the beans that I bought a midlife crisis car. And since then, you all are dying to know what it is. This guy says, Dear Shogun Oracle, I love this detective work. I would like to wager a guess about your new car. Since your freakish height would exclude Corvettes, Porsches, and other two-door sports cars. Also, the fact you have children means you would need a sedan. Look at this guy. So I'm guessing one of the three. Cadillac, he says you're old after all. You know, that's not nice. A BMW M5 or a Mercedes C-Class. You can deny all you want, but we are on to you and your uppity tastes. Stay handsome and you can say my name. You know what? I'm not going to dignify that with a response. I do when I get to this. Dear Jesse, please educate the general population on the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I hate hearing people say Happy Memorial Day. Let me explain something. And this is, she didn't say I can say her name, but she is the mother of somebody who gave his life in Iraq in 2008. So she definitely gets a say, and I will speak on her behalf because I'm very passionate about this too. Veterans Day. That's the day where we honor anyone who served, right? We have Memorial Day coming up. And I'll be frank with you, that is a day almost everyone in my industry takes off. It's just a normal day. We have never taken a Memorial Day off, and unless I get sick or something goes wrong, we never will. We take the entire Memorial Day show, and we honor the fallen. We read Medal of Honor citations. We tell battle stories. It is a show dedicated to the fallen. People in America they've started doing this, and it's gotten really bad. They say, on this very special Memorial Day, we want to honor those who've given their lives, and anyone who served, and the firefighters, and the police, and the. Once again, your good nature, your good values, maybe you've done this, working against you. No. Stop watering things down in this country. Stop watering things down. Memorial Day is a day to remember the fallen and honor the family they left behind. Period. That's it. It's not a day to thank me because I was in the Marines. It's not a day to honor first responders. It's not a day to do any of that. Memorial Day is a day dedicated to honoring the people who went overseas and died on behalf of this nation. And I know it's not almost Memorial Day, so I'm going to get off of this. Believe me, you're going to hear this again in the days leading up to Memorial Day, but this bothers me a lot. A lot. All right, let's get to this one. Talk about heavy. Dear Jesse, the last 2 years have been a living nightmare. I am in a mentally and physically abusive relationship. It was happening very mildly before COVID, but has since gotten so much worse. We both do struggle with alcohol, and that also got so bad the last 2 years that he ended up out of work and has now lost his job. The police had to get involved, and I am now alone and not sure how I'm going to get by. I'm scared for my safety as well as my living and financial situation, but listening to your radio show and watching your show on the First TV gives me enormous comfort because I feel less alone. Thank you for being you and caring. She says, please don't quit for Red Lobster. All right, and I'm not going to read her name on the air. One, make sure you keep law enforcement involved if you're still listening, young lady. And two, your COVID stories, I started reading those on the air more and more, especially in the past 6 months or so. Past 6 months to a year, I've started reading those on the air more and more. And initially, I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to. We try to laugh our way through all the garbage, right? There's so much garbage out there. You either have to find a way to laugh through it, or my goodness, right? I mean, what choice do we have? We got to laugh. We got a smile on our face. So I didn't love reading these heartbreaking stories of what the lockdowns did to you at first until I started reading them. And then I would start getting emails like that about people saying, it helps me cope. When I hear other people going through similar things, it helps me get by. It helps me get by. It helps me not feel alone. That's why I'll say now, like I've always said, you are welcome to email me anything. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all those can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But if you want to email something about how COVID lockdowns crushed you, crushed your family, took something from you, those are welcome. And if we get a chance to get to them, obviously we can't get too close to all of them, we try to read them on the air because it helps people. It helps people get by. It helps people know they're not alone. Look, I mean, this is the common tale.
According to the CDC, hospital admissions data shows the number of teenage girls who have been suicidal has increased 50% nationwide since 2019.
I thought it was normal.
Sophia Jimenez was one of them.
I remember crying every night and not knowing what was going on, and I felt so alone.
Sophia and her friend Nina Hughes were in eighth grade looking forward to high school when COVID turned their worlds upside down.
I've always been a super smart kid and I've always had really good grades. And then as soon as the pandemic hit, I failed a class.
Heartbreak. Absolute heartbreak. You're not alone. All right. Joe Biden said something actually surprising. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to more emails and why you shouldn't shop at Target. Hang on. I'm living for giving the devil his due. fellas. Fellas, I hate to step in here. I'm not a technology guy, right? So I don't understand how these online, like, musical stuff work. But whatever the online version of putting a piece of paper in the paper shredder is, that's what you need to do with whatever that was. What, Through the Fire and Flames? Is that the name of the, is that the name of the band or the song? Who sings it? Dragon Force. Okay, it sounds like a cheap B-rated superhero movie. We're not going to play any more Dragon Force on the show, okay? I don't know what that was, but that needs to stop. That just has to stop here. We're going to set that aside. You know what you guys remind me of? This chick on MSNBC.
Yes, so, I mean, here's the thing. Here's my feeling about the leaker. I would like to find out who the leaker is so I can make sweet love to that person, because that person is a hero to me. Okay? And if the leaker, yeah, a lot of people are saying it could be a conservative. If the leaker is a Republican, and if I get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus and let them know.
Yeah, that's what we're up against. All right, I'm going to do the impossible before I get back to your emails. And I'm going to defend the raising of the pay for people in Congress. Now, hold on. Specifically, I'm talking actually about the bill to raise staff wages. And currently, this is in response to an article. Pelosi increases pay scale for staff. Speaker said staff aides would earn at least $45,000 annually, boosted the pay cap to $203,000. Let me be clear about something. One, Washington, D.C. is brutally expensive. It's got to be one of, if not the most expensive places to live in the country. I've told you before, just stay with me. When I took my job in D.C. in politics, working for a political nonprofit back there, they offered me $75,000 a year. I'd never made that much money in my life. I was doing backflips. We moved to Washington, D.C. I'm making $75,000 a year. You know we're not exactly expensive people, right? This is when I was driving a Honda Civic in a minivan. We don't have expensive tastes. We don't have boats and jet skis and cocaine and things like that. We were barely making ends meet at $75,000 a year. Barely getting by. That's how expensive it is there. To which you're probably screaming, well, so what? Forget these staffers. No, here's what happens. If you don't pay the staffers enough so they can get a roommate or two and get by and still be able to afford to have a cheeseburger in the city when the week is over, if you don't pay them that, it's not that the staffers go away like you want them to and I want to. Well, good, then there'll be no more Congress, right? That's ideal. That's not what happens, though. What happens is if you make these people go away, only rich kids get the job. Should congressional staffers be only rich kids? Not that I have a problem with rich kids, but if your parents have some money, good for you. That's fine. Good. But do we need more elitism in Congress? Do we need more of these people being so unbelievably out of touch? I say that's probably not the direction we need to go, right? All right. Now, I do have to address this from Joe Biden before I get to the emails. Joe Biden got up yesterday, said this.
We also created something called the Affordable Connectivity Program. I refuse to call it the ACP. I am so tired of acronyms in Washington. I can't stand it, but I'm going to have to learn, aren't I?
Joe Biden created another three-letter agency, and obviously he was joking when he said he's sick of it, but think about this, because I saw my buddy Michael Malice said this, and I want to give him credit for it. He said Republicans had the House, Senate, and presidency and didn't eliminate a single three-letter agency in Washington. In fact, I don't even believe they massively reformed any of them. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer there. That was me letting you know we have a long, long, long way to go. And I'm sorry, this audio cut was too good. I have to play it again. This is from 2018. Listen to this, and I want you to think about all the masking, all the social distancing you did. All the lives destroyed.
There's only a couple of countries that have ever really done large-scale studies to try and figure out what might work. Japan, it may not surprise you, is one of them. And they, in one of their large studies, they basically showed that the masks, it seemed like the major efficacy of a mask is that it causes alarm in the other person. And so you stay away from each other. And that's what I think happened with SARS. When I was in the SARS epidemic, I saw everywhere all over Asia, people started wearing these masks, and it is alarming when you walk down a street and everybody coming towards you has a mask on. You definitely do social distancing. You definitely, it's just a gut thing. But did the mask really help them? Did the mask keep the virus out? Almost certainly not. If the virus was in their, around their face, the mask would not have made the difference.
These people destroyed lives, and they knew it was all garbage. Let's just keep that in mind. All right, enough. Dear Wapo Bandito, Chris, that's a Wapo. You probably don't know this. That's Mexican for handsome. Anyway, he says you have Wapo. It's Wapo, idiot. The G is silent. See, this is why you don't habla, all right? You didn't take, it's not guapo, it's Wapo, I think. That's right, isn't it, Michael? Why are you shaking your head? Oh, crap. Is that not right? Hey, if you speak Mexican, write us in, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Anyway, you officially infiltrated the normal conversations with my dime of a wife. We were discussing whether to get 3 or 4 lanes at the bowling alley for our 3-year-old's birthday party. She asked if the 4th lane was necessary and if we could afford it. Before my brain could process what was happening, my mouth blurted out, I don't know what it will cost, but freedom is not free.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Anyway, he goes on to say, she couldn't understand why I started laughing hysterically. Can't thank you enough for changing the fiber of our relationship. Be good, Shogun. And he says, I can use his name. His name is Jensen. Hey, Jesse, did you know you could put 7.3 billion people, all 7.3 billion people on planet Earth in the state of Texas, and every man, woman, and child would have roughly 900 feet of living space? I did the math one day and I figured it out. I'm a school teacher and the kids get a constant diet from their liberal teachers that the Earth is overcrowded and everybody's going to die because we keep having babies. They don't know they're slitting their own throats because if people don't have children, schools won't have children and schools won't need teachers. Sometimes these people are so ridiculous. Please tell your listeners. Did you also know that if we cut the state of Alaska in half, Texas would be the 3rd largest state in the union? This is how much land and resources are out here. Have a good evening. Love your show. The biggest lie people believe today, the gigantic lie people believe, is that man is destroying the earth and the only way to save the earth is to get man off of the planet. Do you understand that oil is a renewable resource? And even if it wasn't, because of advances in technology, we have endless amounts of it. I want you to remember that as we continue to hear rumors of a diesel shortage going around. I want you to remember that when you go pump gas. And I want you to remember this is all done on purpose and none of it is doing anyone any good at all. Well, I take that back. Al Gore's lying in his pockets. Now, we have to be more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money, right? You do. I do. Did you go see that new Doctor Strange movie? Hope not. No judgment if you did, but hope not. That's a Disney movie. You're going to go pay to have them groom children? I'm not. Your cell phone bill. It's an easy one. Your cell phone bill probably gets charged to your credit card every single month automatically. Most people do. Are you sending money every month to AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon? They hate you. They hate your guts. They dump on your values every chance they get. Pure Talk is right there. They're on the exact same 5G network as one of those big guys, so you don't sacrifice any coverage. The average family saves over $800 a year. And probably most importantly,
Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. They love this country. They'll never dump on your values. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, I'll be right back here tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can also go download the podcast if you missed any part of the show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. It's all right there. No worries. We've started to do a little sound roundup some days, and then other days we'll do a headline roundup. I haven't decided how often I'm going to mix in headlines versus sound or sound versus headlines, but I do know, look, Chris, I'm a very creative person. All right. What? I try all kinds of new things because I'm such a what? Well, I know I said earlier I was talentless. I was more talking about drawing than stuff. I'm very talented at this. Hold on. Before we get to any of that, MSNBC removes host Chuck Todd's Meet the Press Daily from the cable lineup. MSNBC, CNN, they're doing these massive revamps of the lineup. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, just bear with me here. All these cable news companies, you think even the ones you hate, like CNN and MSNBC, you think to yourself, well, there's still really smart people in charge. I'm sure they went to Harvard and Princeton and stuff. And yeah, they did. But here's the thing. Most of the stupid people I know are really smart. They went to Harvard and Princeton and stuff. But they don't have any common sense at all. And what happened was, during Trump's 4 years, Trump is somebody who is interesting. Doesn't matter whether you love Trump or hate Trump, Trump is an interesting person. You can't take your eyes off him. When Trump speaks, you listen. And so cable news, which was going downhill as things go more and more digital, by the way, my show is on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. What, Chris? Anyway, as TV goes more and more digital, the news ratings, the cable news ratings are going downhill. But all of a sudden, during Trump's presidency, all those ratings blew up. They all went up. Chuck Todd, Brian Stelter, Don Lemon, every loser on cable news all of a sudden had great ratings. Why? Well, that's the rub, isn't it? They all got around the room and said to themselves, man, Chuck Todd's show is killing it. Good work, Chuck. I'm proud of you. When really, people just wanted to tune in and hear Chuck Todd whine about Donald Trump. Same with Stelter and Lemon and the rest of them. Donald Trump was interesting. Chuck Todd wasn't interesting. Chuck Todd's never been interesting. Chuck Todd's a loser. What you're seeing now is the great reckoning coming for cable news now that Trump is gone. No Trump, you have to sit there yourself and try to be interesting and carry a show. And none of these losers can do that. None of them can. All right. For now, we're going to do a little sound roundup. How about that?
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness.
Just remember, there's no amount of violence or threats or intimidation they will do that will ever get them to condemn their side. Why? Because they believe you should be subjected to violence for what you believe. Remember, it's a religion to them of violence and destruction and domination. Here's Ayanna Pressley.
And so I want to say to every person who calls this country home, every abortion rights advocate, please keep the pressure up to ensure that this Senate legislates as if lives are at risk, because they are. And it's time to put every single senator on record. And so my message to Senator Collins and Murkowski is, what side of history will you be on? You claim to be pro-choice, prove it. So let's get every senator on the record We have to abolish the filibuster. We have to codify abortion rights into federal law. And again, we need to legislate like lives depend on it, because they literally do.
These people are out there campaigning to end lives and telling you they're doing it because lives depend on it. Want to talk about the sky is green theory? Here's Heavy D.
You can see at a college campus students flying the hammer and sickle from the old Soviet Union flag.
The greatest thing we could do to help the United States of America is take the top 50 universities, fire every employee, empty the buildings, then raise the buildings to the ground. Here's a Democrat congressman saying on television that we're at war with the nuclear power.
Obviously, there's a lot of politics involved, and there will be domestic debates here at home about other policies and whatnot. But at the end of the day, we've got to realize we're at war. And we're not just at war to support the Ukrainians. We're fundamentally at war, although it's somewhat through a proxy, with Russia, and it's important that we win.
These people who go on cable news are going to get us into World War III. Are you people out of your freaking minds? Are you out of your minds? Stop saying that. Even if we are, shut up.
It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation said, there's no way, you know, there's been too much travel without diagnosis for us to contain this. And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that.
Here's a reminder, they knew all along that it wasn't that deadly. I know they knew because I'm very stupid and I knew. So I know the smart people knew, and yet they destroyed your life over something they knew wasn't real. Think about that. Anyway, continuing on.
And this is a question about civility. The frustration people feel is personal. But where's the line? Obviously, what we see, the apparent arson at an anti-abortion nonprofit in Wisconsin is over the line. Violence is always over the line. But there are real questions and conversations today about protests outside Supreme Court justices' houses, particularly Justice Kavanaugh. Where do you think that line is?
I think for a lot of people, a conversation about civility feels like it misses the mark when...
A conversation about civility feels like it misses the mark. Remember, to them, they're not journalists. They're not politicians. To them, they're soldiers. They're soldiers on behalf of communism. They have no problem with violence at all. Until you're willing to accept that those vicious communists of the Khmer Rouge who murdered 25% of their own countrymen in Cambodia, until you're willing to accept American leftists have the exact same mentality and the exact same morality, you'll never be able to take these people on. These people want to hurt you for what you believe. All right? We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.